Before we get into our sermon, I first want to tell you that I love you, and I want to tell you how much I appreciate all that you did this week. That you were truly there, that you signified and certainly exemplified what Matthew 5:16 says, to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And I thank you for that. I also thank you for your encouragement to me a few weeks ago, as some of you saw that I was perhaps struggling a little bit, and I was, and many of you came up to me and asked me if I was okay and told me that you loved me and that you hugged my neck, and that made all the difference in the world to me. So I want you to know how much I love you and certainly how much I appreciate you for that. What makes you happy? Think about that for a moment. What brings joy to you? To me, first thing in the morning, it's a good hot cup of coffee. It's quiet and peace in the house and no children are up. That's what brings me happy first thing in the morning. Maybe it's your children. Maybe your job brings you happiness. Maybe something materialistic in your life that you enjoy spending time with or on brings you happiness. But that's not the type of happiness that I'm talking about today. Those things are good and those things are great and we're grateful to have those things. But I'm talking about the happiness that we find and the joy we have of living for Jesus. The Bible tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And as you've heard me say many times before, we have every reason to rejoice because of who we are and because we bear the name of Christ in our name of being Christians. And there's so many joyful things that come with that, though sometimes, as we talked about last week, we do struggle with those things from time to time, don't we? We struggle in life. We struggle with how we deal with things. We struggle with tribulations and trials, all of those things that come. But when we think about what it means to live for Jesus and the joy we have of living for Christ, then we need to be able to understand the joy that we have in living for Christ and all of those things that it entails. The Bible tells us that a merry heart makes a cheerful countenance in Proverbs 15 and verse 13. We also see in Proverbs 15 and verse 15 that a merry heart has a continual feast for us. So the Bible gives us instructions on what it means to be happy, but many times we equate that to things other and separate apart from what it means to be in Christ. So today, for just a few moments, I want to talk about the joy of living for Christ, living for Jesus, and how we do that specifically. You see, happiness is something that you choose to do. Happiness is a choice that you make. Either today you're happy and you're smiling, or you're absolutely miserable. It's because you choose to be that way today. Though sometimes there are external factors that bring about our unhappiness, I understand that. But certainly how we respond to those things that make us unhappy or that don't bring joy to our lives helps to determine who we are as God's children. Because it shows, really, the joy we have of what it means to live for Christ. Because other people are to see Christ in us, right? Again, we go back to Matthew chapter 5. That we're letting our light shine to the point that people see that we love living for Jesus no matter what our circumstances might be. But happiness is something that we have to determine and that we have to want in our lives. You see, if I'm unhappy today, it's because I think and feel that way. It's a choice that I made. We often say, well, he got up on the wrong side of the bed, right? You choose to get up on that side of the bed. You choose to be grumpy, or you choose to be unhappy. And some days, we get up and we simply don't want to be happy, right? Maybe we say there's nothing for which to be happy. Maybe they say there's nothing for which to look forward to. But that is, we have the choice of how we choose to be happy. But our external circumstances don't determine our internal peace and our internal happiness of how we live for Christ. Because there are steps the Bible gives us in how we are to live and how we are to be happy for Jesus. You see, maybe to someone happiness is a memory. Maybe it's thinking about somebody. Whatever happiness is in your life that it brings you, that's something we have to hold on to, certainly. But then how do we in turn do that as we live for Jesus every single day? Someone said that let no one come to you without leaving happier. Have you ever been around somebody and you say, that's not a person I really want to be around? They're not a very happy person. But how do we determine happiness then? That's really what we want to talk about this morning. I not only choose to be happy, but the choice I make is also can be an influence to other people. Because I can affect other people with how happy I am, can't I? You ever been around somebody and they say their happiness is contagious? Or they have a contagious personality because they bring light and they bring joy. And when you walk into the room, they just make you happier to be around them, right? Sometimes you say, how do they do that? I've seen people in difficult circumstances that are struggling with things in life that always seem to have a smile on their face and they're always happy. How do they do that? Maybe it frustrates you because maybe you're not a happy person. So how do I do this? Happiness comes from the way that you think and applying with what you think. And certainly the great thing is that God gives us those instructions that make us complete, truly furnished to all those things in life, right? 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. And because the Lord tells me to be of good cheer, and when you think about that in context, four times we find that in the book of Matthew and also in Mark. But really, the Greek is telling us of being good cheer is one word to say that it's a continual state of happiness. So God is telling me to continually be joyful and to continually be happy with how I'm living. But again, that's not always an easy thing. I understand that because life is difficult. Because guess what? Tomorrow morning is Monday morning and you get to fight traffic and go to work. And there's nothing happy about that. But it's something we deal with, right? But it's how we approach those things and what we think about and how we're going to deal with how I'm going to handle those circumstances of life. But let's bring it back to the spiritual aspect now. Because really, our relationship with God encompasses everything that we do in life and how we engage those things that are in our lives today. So the joy that I have for living for Jesus is first knowing and understanding that I have forgiveness from God. Look at Matthew chapter 9 with me for just a few moments. Thinking about God and placing your life into His hand is the key to happiness. But when I understand the joy that I get from receiving forgiveness from God, no matter how bad I am in my life, and no matter the horrible things perhaps I've done, God says that I can be of good cheer and that I can be of happiness. You see, Solomon is not the only one that has the key to happiness that we read in the book of Proverbs. But there are some other things that need to occupy our minds as well as our hearts to understand what true happiness is and how we understand this. You look at Matthew chapter 9 in the very first two verses, without even having to go very far, Jesus tells us what should bring us happiness. So he got into a boat and crossed over and came to his own city. And then, behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you." So why should I be happy? I should be happy because my past is no longer my future. I should be happy because my forgiveness from God is given in relation to being completely forgiven of what was behind me. So God says that is to be wiped away, Acts 2:38, those sins are forgiven. So I find happiness in rejoicing to know that God is not like human beings that hold on to a grudge, that hold on to my past and want to hold things to my stead. God says, I'll forgive you of all of those things. Boy, do I wish we can do that as human beings sometimes. Don't you wish you could let things go? Things that are holding you down? God says, I'll wipe all of those things away. Jesus attaches the forgiveness of sins to being of good cheer or of being happy. If I want to be happy, I need to extract myself from the pursuit of happiness and be happy with what God is giving me. Many times people in life chase happiness, don't they? But they'll tell you they never find it. You can read books by men that say these are the things you need to pursue happiness in life and this is what's really going to fulfill you. Yet some men will say they have all the money in the world, but all they have is problems. You see, it's not the material things in life or the things we chase, physically speaking. It's the spiritual things that we have in Christ Jesus concerning pursuing, not chasing after the worldly things, but knowing that I simply have forgiveness from a God who says He loves me and He gave His Son to die for me. And that says a lot, brethren. Think about that. God says, I can give you happiness, but why is it that we cannot find happiness in it? Because like we talked about a few weeks ago, we can't forgive ourselves and let go of our past. Because we think we're horrible people? Because we think we're not good enough for the love of Jesus Christ? But Jesus tells this man, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. Aren't you happy? The day that you were baptized into Christ, did you come out of that watery grave all grumpy? Did you cross your arms and say, well, this is miserable? You were probably completely relieved knowing that all of your sins have been forgiven. That you're now a happy person, but why is it sometimes we as individuals in the Lord's church look like we've been weaned on dill pickles? We have this sour look on our face all the time, as if we walk around and we're not happy with what we have in Christ and the forgiveness that He gives us. Guess what, brethren? I know what you did in your past, but God says, I don't care what you did in your past. And that's what we find happiness in. That's what we rejoice in. And God says, be of good cheer because your sins have been completely remitted. Gone. Cast into the depths of the sea, Micah chapter 7. Forgiven, never to be brought forward again. Why am I happy? Because I don't have my past anymore. I don't have to worry about my past anymore. And you don't have to worry about your past anymore. The secret to joy is understanding that I have been forgiven of my past mistakes and I have been released from my past. Really, the idea of remittance, or when you look at Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, it talks about replacing or putting away our sins. The problem is we tend to hold on to them while God is letting them go. And our past continues to haunt us and we find no happiness in it because we're holding on to something that God says, I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. Because your slate has been wiped completely clean. Your sins have been forgiven you. You are white as snow. But why is it we can't find happiness in that? God says to be of good cheer. My sins have been forgiven. I need to be happy in that. But also I'm happy in the fact that I have a faith in God. So then faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, right? Romans 10 and verse 17. And because I have a faith in a God who loves me and has forgiven me, I believe in His promises and that should make me happy. The Bible tells us that we walk by faith. People need to see the love and what I have in Christ Jesus as I'm walking. That we walk by faith and not by sight. I know God has forgiven my sins. I know what Jesus Christ has done for me at the cross of Calvary. I have faith and understanding and knowing that and believing in the promise that God has given me. Brethren, why aren't we smiling? Because we have faith and understanding in what God has given to us. Our faith in God, in believing what He has said and done for us, should make us happy. But we're not, because we don't act like it. But why don't we? You look at Matthew chapter 9, again the same chapter, beginning in verse 18. And while He spoke on these things, came to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped Him, saying, My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her so she will live. So Jesus arose and followed, and so did His disciples. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood of 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of His garment. She just wanted to be at His feet in His presence. She literally crawled to Christ, knowing the power that He had. For she said to herself, if only I can just touch His garment, I shall be made well. Brethren, sometimes we spend so much time running for Jesus, we don't even get close to His garment. Because we don't find happiness in our Christianity. Christianity should be a life of joy, right? Doesn't mean it's a life of easiness or simplicity, but it should be a life of joy, knowing what your final reward is going to be, right? Be thou faithful unto death, and Jesus said, I'll give you that crown, that joy of righteousness, because of what we find in Him. But notice what it says, for she said to herself, if only I may touch His garment, I shall be made well. But Jesus turned around, and when He saw her, He said, be of good cheer, daughter, for your faith has made you well. Jesus said, it's because of the faith that you have in bringing yourself to Me and showing that you wanted to be in My presence and simply touching the hem of My garment. Jesus said, because of your faith, you should be happy. But sometimes that doesn't seem to be the case. We don't seem to be as happy as we should be. Someone said, happiness doesn't depend on what you have or who you know. Wrong. I have forgiveness because I know God. And that's what I depend on for my happiness. Even when I struggle, and even sometimes when I question God and I get upset with God because I don't understand why God has done things, God said, I do these things to help you, to build patience, to strengthen your faith, right? James chapter 1. So I find solace and I find comfort in knowing that God is always going to forgive me because I have faith in Him, which brings about the fellowship I want to be and have with God. Think about 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light as Jesus is in the light, we have fellowship with God, right? And He forgives us or cleanses us from all unrighteousness. So because I have fellowship with the Father, because I have forgiveness and a faith in Him, He says I get to be in fellowship with Him. And that's a wonderful place for us to be. Matthew 14:27, Jesus emphasizes this personal pronoun where he said, "It is I," concerning to be of good cheer. Jesus said, "The fellowship that you have with me, just simply knowing me and what I've given you, should bring you happiness." But some people aren't satisfied with that. Right now, you're a happy person or you're an unhappy person. It's because of what you choose to be. It's the choice that you're making. So I'm going to remind you of one of those times these words, "be of good cheer," can be found. In Mark chapter 10 and verse 49, Jesus passes by a blind man that's sitting on the side of the road. And Jesus sends his disciples over to him, and his disciples said, "On behalf of Christ, be of good cheer, for he is calling you." Jesus is calling you to happiness. Jesus is calling you to happiness because you're in Christ. Jesus is calling you to happiness because you have fellowship with him, because you have a faith in believing him, and because your forgiveness and your past sins have been remitted. So why wouldn't you be happy then? Why do we struggle so much with happiness? Because we allow the cares of the world to determine, and the devil says this is what's going to make you happy. And brethren, in that you find nothing but pain and despair. Oh, it is but for a season you find happiness, right? But it's usually pretty fleeting. The consequences that come with that aren't always pleasing to us, right? We don't find happiness in that. But if you're an unhappy person because of the way you think, I want you to know that you need to get up right now, because he is calling you to a better way of thinking. "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee," right? Psalm 119 and verse 11. The joy of God's word should bring me happiness. The comfort I find in his word should bring me happiness. Think about your faith because of your forgiveness you have been given and the fellowship that you have. Satchel Paige, maybe you remember the great baseball player, said, "How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were?" He said, "What brings you happiness?" Maybe you feel this way, but maybe you act another way. We talked about maturity in our Bible class this morning, helping our kids to mature and what brings about maturity, but what brings about happiness? Do people think that you're enthusiastic? Do people think perhaps you're one who is young at heart, even though you might have a head full of gray hair? Do people think of you as old and grumpy and miserable? Do people think of you as sunshine and rays, or do they think of you of overcast skies and gray clouds? How do people see you as a child of God? Because remember, the light that you shine shows people who Jesus is. And if we walk around looking miserable all the time and pouting and never happy because of what Jesus Christ did for us, brethren, how do we expect to bring anybody to Christ? You see, they see the joy of Jesus because of the joy that we have for living for Jesus. So where's your joy today? Do you have the joy of living for Jesus? Do you live a life of joy, or are you miserable? And what's making you miserable? Is there some sin in your life that's keeping you, that's making you unhappy? Guess what? The only person who can help you with that sin is Christ. Christ said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus said, in that, you can be of good cheer, just as he said in Matthew chapter 9, because those sins have been forgiven. And brethren, that in and of itself helps us to be happy. Because I know that God says to me on the day of judgment, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Doesn't that make you happy? Doesn't that make you joyful? Again, rejoice in the Lord. Listen to this. Always. And that's not always easy to do. But we find the joy of living for Christ because we have forgiveness, because we have a faith in believing in his promises, and because we have fellowship and we get to walk with him every single day. Are you happy? Then smile. Are you happy? Smile. Show people you're joyful in living for Christ today. And if a sin is wearing you down and beating you down and you're not happy today, let us pray with you, let us pray for you. Let God forgive you of that so that your faith might be strong and that you can have that fellowship again. Rejoice in that. And maybe it is today that you're here and you don't have a relationship with Christ, but you want to have one. And maybe it is that you want that forgiveness, but first you have to have the faith, right? So then faith comes by hearing, hearing by what's been preached. And we have to believe in what God has told us, right? Mark 16, 15 and 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. There's forgiveness. And once I believe and follow and am obedient to what God has given me to do, then I'm willing to repent of my past. And God says, I'll forgive you of that past. That is, I'll take all of that burden off of your shoulders, Larry. And I'll cast it so far out into the ocean you never have to worry about it again. But he says, then I've got to be willing to confess Jesus, his Son, as my Lord and Savior. The one who went to the cross on my behalf. The one who stood up for me. The one who's willing to defend me on the day of judgment and say, he's forgiven. And finally, I've got to be willing to take that step in knowing that if I submit to being baptized, to having all of my sins washed away, that I can be raised as a new creature in Christ, as a new person, happy with Him, and that I have a smile on my face because I now bear the title of Christian. If you're unhappy, let us help you get over that this morning. If you want to be happy and live for Christ, let us help you with that today as together we stand and as we sing.
If for Jesus, oh my.